than it would be if it was optimal. And it's never optimal. It's fine. Everything's fine. 71 minutes. Sounds good. This guy's all, I'm talking on my phone. This guy's all, I've got the earbuds in my ears. This guy's all, I'm holding my phone. This guy's all, I'm putting my phone back in my pocket. This guy's all, I'm wearing shorts and big headphones. Totally showed all of them. Pretty sick burns. These guys are fucking scorched. Lady riding on a bike while a man on a longboard skates alongside her with like a miner's light on his, like some kind of light on his lamp on his head, strapped around his head. Like he's all, I've got a light on my head. Hey, where are you going? Traffic seems weirdly light along this stretch for 6:15. Strange. Very strange. Why is my eye itchy? That's also strange. Itchy eye. Why? Why is it? Why? Help. Now it seems like everyone's just driving slow for no reason. Or maybe, okay, this car is going very slow and getting out of this lane and driving like shit. You're driving like shit, sir. What is the... Whoa, that is some amazing fucking bad lane maneuvering going on back there from someone. That guy's got a dog. Thank you.
The mansion, that Playboy mansion is definitely not worth $200 million. I think even the real estate listing calls it just like, hey, tear this fucking place down. It's like the land specifically and the location is what gives it most of its value. Tear it down, how do you deal with heft? Yeah, I mean, you'd have to... You would have to wait a little bit before you could do that, I guess. Hippie bullshit. Acoustic guitar fucking crap. Come on, man. It's fucking Ozzy's fucking Boneyard. You're supposed to fucking rip. Fucking rip, man. Fuck. Alright, I'm not super up on the Megadeth catalog, okay? Did they write this song Gears of War after or before the video games? I'd say from the sound of it, it's probably before, but... Because it probably would have been in the game if they... Well, what... Did they actually... Is this actually for the game? Oh, jeez. I don't remember. Thank you.
to go, cause I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a brand mic, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is all right. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Calling up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm troubled. Last week, fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Drove to the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Good day yesterday, them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police. Roll right past me, no flexing. Didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to Show Dog's house, they was watching you on TV raps with the hats on the cracks. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door, little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. And I'm yelling domino, plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the rule, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chucked out. Today was like one of those spy dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it ran Ice Cube's up pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Damage to Pike's hand than it did Freesey's head. However, Pike clearly won the fight. The video can be found on Radio Faction's Facebook page. Super Bowl is coming, and apparently Beyonce will join Coldplay on the stage at some point during the halftime show, and it looks like Bruno Mars will also be making an appearance. If you'd like to be at the event, go to SiriusXM.
That sounds 100% unappealing.
Pacific on January 24th. Maybe you'll win a trip for two with airfare and hotel included. You have 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, yes, Coldplay. That's my...
Every hour on Faction with Chase Ellis.
Fucking gigantic sports game halftime extravaganza. Ugh. Does Seven Dust belong on the hair metal station? I feel like Seven Dust, I mean, maybe I don't know anything about Seven Dust, but it seems like they would have come along well after you were talking about a band being a hair band. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think this sucks, but...
Friends, I guess I get what I deserved on a they heard from. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. From your spray tan. It was more than softball for the gay man. She remember my sprinter, said I was in the great fan. I'm well cutie, I like you on your booty. Come here, come by do me. Well, let's make a movie. Hell, you know my repertoire is like a wrestler. So you can go connect the lights. Hey, country girl.
That right there is what you call two for the price of one. Is Kanye West with Real Friends featuring Ty Dolla $ign. And a little snippet of No Parties in L.A. with Kendrick Lamar. Since I dropped the ball, you know what I mean? We had to make that happen for you. Now, Kanye West did tweet out that Swish album is coming February 11th. We definitely looking forward to that. Can't wait. That's right around the corner. It doesn't come before Friday, though. This Friday, January 15th, entitled My Album, out there. So make sure you support that, especially if you liking that Let Them Know joint. Now, Hip Hop Nation always taking care of the people, always making sure we look out for you. So if you like Tate Cobain, TK and Cash, Rich the Kid, T-Wayne, and Reggie Snow, you are in for a treat. They about to go on a tour, the Young Hustle Tour. Big shout out to everybody over there at 300, and we got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets. All you got to do is go to SiriusXM.com/Young Hustle. Do that before January 26th. Figure out how you can win some tickets. They see they hitting everywhere. Texas, New Orleans, Birmingham, Alabama. They're going to be all over. So we got you covered. If you in their town and they in your town, let's make it happen.
All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told them don't even blade it, and we never talk so much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I texted and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted and told her I love it. And right after texting and told her I faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negatives to make for better pictures. I learned how to see an enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. The women that called us out to drive, this liquor involved. The stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room. Confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is for you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, fucking right. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her. And so I did, but that was last month. And now she's texting me, asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had
a fire conversation, but interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit?
Well, I don't know, maybe it's not that weird. Crystal Method having a radio show. I'm trying to think, like, when was the last Crystal Method album? And would there... would another one be interesting or not? I guess, like they kind of stuck to their sound pretty well, I guess, for better or worse. And now they've, you know, and they've had this mix show for... fucking ever, I think. And just, here they are, Monday nights, doing a thing.
grandma's hairdo days. Nail bottoms and 8-track tapes. Hey, looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days. Bring that baby. Oh, it was 1970-something.
Oh, man.
Ride with someone tonight. Whose car is parked next door? For that's where the gang all hangs around. That's old Jimmy's Jimmy Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face.
And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches. Yeah. And once she knows, you ain't got time to learn.
Jazz. The fake ass shit. Go fucking dial. Spa. Listen to this bullshit. That ain't real jazz. Real jazz is literally playing Chick Corea. You gonna fuck around with it? No. Over here to watercolors? Is that what you want? Just the jazz you want? Fuck you. Real jazz! And then just like dub on some gunshot noises there and then play that between songs. There's your station ad. Done. Sinatra station, they're not playing Sinatra. I feel like I should be able to sue someone for that. 40s station, relegated to some nightmarish high number after being fucking evicted in favor of Pitbull. It's probably the right move. It's probably what's best for business. I wonder how many people, though, actively just fucking roll up the dial on satellite radio, and how many people have programmed in presets for, like, the fucking stations they might actually want to hear. I guess I do this occasionally. I mean, the alternative would be to program the Kids Bop station as a preset. I'm not willing to make that leap.
Now, Kids Bop Radio is in a new neighborhood. You will be able to hear us on both XM and Sirius. Your chance to join in on the 24/7 party featuring today's biggest hits sung by kids for kids. Listen on Sirius and XM Channel 77.
For kids by kids.
Hey, this is Ash from the Kids Bop Kids. Book. You're listening to Make Some Noise, our brand new original track from our upcoming album, Kids Bop 30.
It's my new kids fashion line, Book Book. Wait, that came out wrong. No, don't take it away! Yeah, he showed up at the mall trying to say he was trying to launch some kind of new kids line. It seemed like his business was all together, and then we're like, well, what's it called? And he said it was called Fuck Book? Like, what? No. No, it's for kids by kids. It's dumb. Just let me go. Just let me go. Kids station. The kids station's like, no, you know what kids like? That fucking Ghostbusters song. It's good for kids. Now put it on. They're totally right. Fundamental about acquisition of wealth that I feel like you're missing here, sir.
We all have our own little something, something, all have a way to shine. We all have our own little something, something, love so true and fine. Spare a penny here and there, like flowers on a vine. We all have our own little something, something, all have a way to shine. Froggy, froggy grows so green and fast. A tadpole grows to a froggy, froggy, just give it a chance. Kitty becomes a lion, and tomorrow becomes the past. A tadpole grows to a froggy, froggy grows so green and fast. Look at him go! Now I've got a heart that's happy, happy, spread around my life.
I've got a heart that's happy, happy sunshine in the night. It all started with a penny, grew till it was bright. Now I've got a heart that's happy, happy, spread around my life. I've got a heart that's happy.
Time of possession, 17:32 for Alabama, 12:28 for Clemson.
Blackburn, five finger first. And this is,
$39.99 to the signing. See your Chicago area, Northwest Indiana, Lex 63.
Call 1-800-USA-LEX for important reason offer pricing detail.
A very tough day today. A lot of late scratches and only 3 games on the slate. So we have a lot to get.
If it were today, and the Blue Jays had a game today, Drew Storm would be my eighth inning guy, and I would have Osuna as my closer. And I think a lot of people probably think that's crazy.
Towards this point,
New Year, Jordan. I felt it was a short celebration. Short 3 week break, you said. He made an 8-foot birdie putt on the 18th for a 6-under par 67 in a spot at the PGA Tour record book. There's our leaderboard. If you watch this on the television side with RDLs, really two players at 30-under par or lower to 72 global events. Speed played smart with a big lead on the back nine, finished 30-under 262. That was one short of the record L set at Kapalua 2003. He also joins Tiger Woods as the only players to
look at his trainer that night. Let's ask him which one he wants.
Bro, his face.
Hey, you like this? Yeah.
Well, smell shit for a living. They go for a walk. What's the first thing they do? They find shit.
Hey, it's the shit over here.
No, that's not my shit. That's why are you shit so close to me? That's why I can never figure out how anybody can have a Rottweiler or a Doberman or a pit bull. I hit this with dogs like, hey, did you shit over there?
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
Oh, it's a nice looking shit. And on the rug too, just the way I like it. My daughter wanted a rabbit. Easter time, I wanted a rabbit. About 3 days after he got him, started acting real sick and laying around. My wife goes, gee, maybe we should take him to the vet. So why don't you just let me take him for a drive? I'm going to take a $5 rabbit to the vet. So we're at the vet. It's either that or a year's supply of jack-off cream for me. Vet wants to put the rabbit in the animal hospital for observation. I swear, I'm not making this up. We go back to visit the bunny and send oxygen with him. And the IV in his arm is just laying there. And the guy comes out and he goes, I got some bad news for you. So, am I wearing an I'm an asshole t-shirt? He said, the rabbit might be in a coma. You know, pull the plug now, please. I think we're looking at four potential keychains here, man.
The greatest comedians of all time. SiriusXM Comedy Greats.
This is Rick Moore from SiriusXM NBA Radio. We provide you with four.
I love you, and I put you in a headlock, and I'm drunk.
You and Giannis Papas are the same. He does that.
He's a headlocker?
He's a headlocker?
Yeah, he's a headlocker.
He doesn't seem like a headlocker.
He is, though.
I think I seem like an affable, fat headlocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. station. That's all.
This is my station, y'all. What up, it's Jamie Foxx.
It's the first Republican debate of the election year, and SiriusXM Politics is there.
Am I on the right, or are you talking, Jim?
No, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
As the frontrunners get closer to a nomination, who can take the GOP into the White House?
All of us will be revealed. I look forward to a long race.
The Republican debate, moderated by Neil Cavuto and Maria Bartiromo, live on Fox Business Channel 113, Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and hear your reactions afterwards on POTUS 124 and Patriot 125, or listen on the SiriusXM app.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state...
Let's turn over to Patriot 125 and see how it's going.
Movement.
For these guys.
But, yeah, the sorts of things that would require the court gets to choose what cases it takes, but would suggest the court had a very strong interest in taking a case. None of those issues were in play. And generally speaking, if that's the case, the court ends up voluntarily taking the case in order to correct an error. And that's what it seems to be doing in this case. It's correcting an error. It's correcting a former opinion, the Abood case, which allows states to require workers to pay for opinions they disagree with. And this sort of error correction, I think, is what you're looking at in this case. It's actually overturning this prior Supreme Court precedent. So that's the first thing that makes us somewhat optimistic.
All right, Mr. Ault, if I could just pause you and bring in Patrick Wright, who joins us now. Patrick is the VP for Legal Affairs at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, a former Michigan Supreme Court commissioner, assistant attorney general at one time for the state of Michigan, and also filed an amicus brief referenced in the oral arguments. Patrick, good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So let's just bring you into the conversation, and if Mr. Ault, if you could just hold for a moment, I've got Robert Ault, your colleague from the Buckeye Institute. Patrick, your thoughts on what happened today. Go ahead.
Well, I'm optimistic after oral argument. The one person that most observers were looking at going in was Justice Scalia. It's rare that he's the swing justice, but on this case, he kind of was. And it seemed like there was a pretty clear 5-4 split that was showing up in favor of preventing unions from forcing non-members to subsidize their speech. And we'll see if...
Yeah, just a little bit of that, now it's bedtime. All right. Fantastic. I'm home. It's grand. It's wonderful to be home. Oh, man. Yeah, so have a good night. That's Monday, I guess. We'll do this again Tuesday. Right?